Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Harwood, speaking on this late, stormy Thursday night. And I'm here just to break down Sirius XM Radio's breakdown, or if DeMarco Murray is the number one fantasy running back in the NFL for fantasy league purposes. And we're also going to talk about the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship as well as we enjoy the show. We will also have another podcast on Saturday night at the beautiful and palatial Del Hall Lake. As a guest, the living legend of fantasy football, Mr. Matt Krantz, will be on the air with us to discuss the draft. We're going to do Saturday night, a 12-man CBS Sports draft, a new format. You start one running back, three wide receivers, two flex, tight end, quarterback, 6 points per passing touchdown now. 6 points per passing touchdown for quarterbacks. And kicker in the defense and 8 bench spots. So this is going to be a great show today. But first, let's go to Sirius XM's radio's breakdown. If DeMarco Murray should be drafted as an RB1 in 2016, listen to this.
Does DeMarco Murray remain in the group of RB1s? Is he still that kind of guy for 2016?
No, he is not. I would have said that I was considering him for that spot until they went out and drafted the Heisman Trophy winner, Derrick Henry. And the Titans have, as you noted, swung and missed so many damn times on the running back. It's almost like they don't, like, their evaluation system for running backs is just wrong because it just doesn't work. I mean, there's a laundry list of guys the last 5 years, just failure after failure after failure. They add Murray. Okay, good, but then again, they go out and add Henry. Murray is going to be ahead of Henry to start, but that's not Dexter McCluster that they have turned to now. Derrick Henry. So I can't imagine Murray, even if he has success, being a guy that's carrying the ball 20 times a week. So I'm going to say no to your question.
And as we always say, Ray, it's all about the touchdown. That's a big concern, I think, with Derrick Henry being there. He is a load. He's a big dude, and even if Murray is the guy, say, between the 20s or between the 10s, from one 10-yard line to the next 10-yard line, inside the 10s, Ray, I think people are fearful Henry becomes kind of this old goal line vulture. We used to have a lot of these in fantasy football. We don't have as many anymore, but that kind of seems to be what Henry could become for the Tennessee Titans, thus demoting DeMarco Murray's overall point total.
Well, plus, then you've got the offensive coordinator saying that they could go with a hot hand approach to the running back spot, which even makes it worse. The thing I like least in sports, and you probably know this if we work together long enough, I don't like this indecisive, I don't know, no direction plan that teams have. You don't make a move to bring in Murray and then draft Derrick Henry. Like, why are you doing that? Like, to me, that means I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not sure what I'm doing. I'm just going to give myself options. And that's not – how can you have confidence in anyone in that scenario? I mean, if DeMarco Murray goes out and runs for 182 yards in week one, maybe we don't see Derrick Henry until week seven. If DeMarco Murray fumbles in the first quarter, has 8 carries for 11 yards at halftime, maybe we don't see DeMarco Murray until week seven. I mean, it's just there's no consistency in terms of their thought process here, and that leaves me gravely concerned for DeMarco Murray.
And you look at Murray last season, Ray, he didn't get any consistency, and they yanked him in and out of the lineup, and he didn't even get 200 carries last year, but 3.6 yards per carry. And I don't want to put that all on DeMarco Murray's back because that's a lot of that Eagles offense. It was just a mess, and the offensive line couldn't run block. Tennessee has invested in their line. Like, he's going to a place, Ray, where they have spent money to not only get the running game up and going, but to protect Marcus Mariota. This is a good opportunity, but as you note, I don't think they're committed to any single guy. And I think Tennessee might be one of those teams that is more than willing to say Murray's our guy, but that means 12 to 14 carries. And that probably, as you noted, kicks him out of the RB1 level.
Yeah, I think that would kick out of the RB1 level. Say maybe a good RB2. We'd like to thank Kyle Uffrink and Ray Flowers from SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio for giving us that great knowledge, so to speak, on DeMarco Murray. I'd like to draft him as an RB2. You know, get him probably in the fifth or sixth round, a lot of PPR fantasy football drafts, and I think that'll really would really help. What the Tennessee Titans need for DeMarco Murray to do is this. Listen to this.
Sierra features support for Apple CarPlay, which acts as a seamless extension of your iPhone. Access your music, maps, messages, and more using touchscreen or Siri. Welcome to a whole new level of connectivity.
But not much at all.
Let's listen to this again.
First carry for DeMarco Murray up the middle, first down and four. He's chased by Brandon Merriweather, and Murray will take it all the way, 54 yards for Philadelphia touchdown.
Ran motion across the formation, got some players out of position, and then well blocked up front. The most important thing is allowed DeMarco Murray to get his shoulders square the line of scrimmage. Just a little inside zone. Jonathan Casillas late squeezing down, and that's a huge hole for DeMarco Murray.
His longest run of the season.
I'd like to thank Fox Sports for giving us that great highlight of DeMarco Murray back when he was on the Philadelphia Eagles. We need some more runs for DeMarco Murray to get some touchdowns and to put, you know, put some zuzu, as John Hansen were to say, for you know, fantasy football. Now, also, I like to hear is TitansOnline.com. I'm a season ticket holder to the Tennessee Titans. I said in the north end zone there, and I'll be watching a lot more of their games this season. And the Tennessee Titans had TitansOnline.com had a video of what's in store for DeMarco Murray for 2016. Check this out.
We're not stopped. We gotta have our extra protein. Oikos Triple Zero Greek non-fat yogurt has 15 grams of protein, zero added sugar, zero artificial sweetener, and zero fat, and zero holding me back.
Oikos Triple Zero, be unstoppable.
Oh, I have this question to you, Sally. Which version of DeMarco Murray are we seeing this season, 2014 or the 2015 version?
There's no doubt in my mind that we're going to see the DeMarco Murray of 2014 because he's going to be put in the same type of system, very similar to what we saw with the Dallas Cowboys, where he gets to run with his shoulder square to the line of scrimmage. He gets to attack the line of scrimmage and get to the second level, as opposed to turning his shoulders toward the sideline in that jet sweep that you saw 1 year ago in Philadelphia. He can come downhill, and when he does, and they get him to the second level, he can make the first unblocked defender miss. That's why you see him have 1,800 rushing yards in 2014. The Titans want to get back to power run games so that they can protect their quarterback, Marcus Mariota. Derrick Henry also is going to get a lot of these carries, so maybe the numbers won't be like what they were in 2014, but you will see a return of that same DeMarco Murray.
Because it's funny, I was going to say, yeah, you're going to see, and you made my point, you're going to see a 2016, not 2014 or 2015. 2016
okay.
Version is going to have
nice
Derrick Henry
right.
Doing his thing, too. And I think you're going to see a good, you know, kind of a combo platter of thunder and thunder basically coming at defenses. Because, again, in this league, especially when you get a little older than two, that's why, for example, Arian Foster, he's sitting at home. When you get running backs who are kind of at that twilight now, and he's making a lot of cheddar, too. You know, so they'll be probably talking about that contract at some point in time, and you talk to you about that. Because once you get there, now all of a sudden, you got to bring the reps down. You got to bring the carries down. And they got a great young player that he can learn from.
Here's another reason why you're going to see him run the ball.
Yeah.
In this division, think about who's the leader in the clubhouse. It's the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
They have not blocked J.J. Watt
in Tennessee, okay, in years. How do you block them? How do you stop them? You run at them. And that's why they drafted offensive linemen like Jack Conklin.
Yep.
They have Taylor Lewan. They have Chance Warmack. They are going to run the ball at some of the best pass rushers to try to protect the quarterback. That's where DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry really factor in the overall scheme of how they want to play off.
Three first-rounders on that line there in Tennessee.
I'd like to thank the TitansOnline.com and the NFL Network morning show to see what's in store for DeMarco Murray for the 2016 season. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Also, for your great fantasy football news on Twitter, you're going to follow Showstopper Football. That's Showstopper Football. That's at SSF_tips@twitter.com. Hey, I got that right. Follow Showstopper Football on Twitter at SSF_tips@twitter.com. They give new, outstanding, interesting tweets almost every day. And they're also going to come up with some great fantasy football concepts and fantasy leagues that I'm going to be a part of and I'm going to run and participate in and, you know, let listeners know on this fine program on Blog Talk Radio on the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. But let's real quick go to some of our sponsors that make this show happen. Randy Williams at deadcoach.org, officialfantasyrings.com, who's going to sponsor the SBFSC. Along with the Dead Coach. And then the Studio Services, Tax Service, Ron and Hunter Studio and Director. Let's listen to them.
We save you money. That makes sense. Studel
is back in Bowling Green. With plummeting returns on your money and temps to match, you can count on Studel Financial Services to be there whenever you need them.
To help you make smart decisions about your money, call 438-2611. They know what's best for you. Keep an eye on rates and know the right course of action to take to help your money work for you and grow. Just call Studel Financial Services to set up an appointment. Call them at 438-2611. Call 438-2611. Weekdays, evenings, or even weekends. Call 438-2611. No matter what the temperature or the stock market is doing, you'll have peace of mind knowing the professionals at Studel Financial Services, now in Bowling Green, are there for you anytime you need them. Call Studel today, 438-2611. Leave it to the experts at Studel Financial Services.
Call Studel today.
Now let's go to another sponsor of the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Hour, officialfantasyrings.com. They'll win you, they'll give you some great rings for your championship season.
There's no greater feeling than that fantasy championship. When it's time to collect your winnings, though, not so great. Celebrate your championship like the pros with a customized ring from officialfantasyrings.com. Trophies are for participation, and belts are for spandex. So if you want it, then you better put a ring on it. OfficialFantasyRings.com will set your league apart from the rest with multiple pricing and style options. Build the pricing of the ring into your entry fees and hold the ultimate bragging rights over your league mates. Visit the site and use their ring size chart. Check the styles and order yours today. OfficialFantasyRings.com. OfficialFantasyRings.com.
How about our good buddy, Mr. Randy Williams from Florence, Kentucky, at DebtCoach.org. He's also a sponsor of the SBFFC, and he will help you get out of your credit card debt. Listen to this.
Hi, my name is Randy Williams, and I'm the president of a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service located here in beautiful Florence, Kentucky. A Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service is a nonprofit organization devoted to helping people with their financial situations and find solutions to their problems. We work directly with your creditors to help reduce interest rates, waive fees, and bring your accounts current so we can help repair your credit standing. We also work with all types of creditors, such as collections, credit card companies, payday and online lenders, and even your federal student loans and personal finance companies. So if you're having trouble with your budget today and you're looking for a second opinion, please call a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service. Please call 888-767-9155 or visit our website at adebtcoach.org. The answers are waiting for you.
Welcome back to the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. This is your host, Dr. Brian Harwood, speaking. like to remind you about our Saturday Fantasy Football Podcast, 30 minutes, coming up with the HFS Live Draft Satellite Draft. Coming up, me and the living legend of fantasy football, Mr. Matt Krantz, are going to break that draft down. And we're going to have some good times on that. And then, you know, callers of the draft's going to be in there. He's going to probably call in the show, too. You know, at DraftLeets on Twitter. Connor Allen off fantasyfootballmatrix.com, a familiar name of the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour, is going to call in. Along with a couple other SBFSC folks. And Showstopper Football is going to do a team as well. We're just waiting for him to log in so we can get some of the great stuff entered in the SBFSC's version of the HFS Live Fantasy Football Satellite Draft coming up this Saturday night. It's not Draft Masters. It's a regular, you know, set lineup and mega drops and good in-season format there. And we're also going to talk about the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship. Let's transition to that real quick there. The Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship is going to be on Saturday, August 20th at the Nicely Conference Center in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And you can check out SBFSC.com now to sign up for details. Only 144 teams are going to be in this event. 12 drafts of 12 leagues are going to be involved. The SBFSC is an experience unlike any other. The SBFSC is sponsored by Buffalo Trace Bourbon and hosted by the Western Kentucky University Dance Team. They really make this, you know, big event a success. And without further ado, let's watch once again. It's the encore from last Friday's show about the SBFSC updated video. And this is proof why you need to be part of the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship.
Central Kentucky has long been known for Corvettes, barbecue, and Hilltoppers, but over the past 6 years, it's been known for something else, fantasy football.
For a long time, if you wanted to play in one of the biggest leagues, you had to go to Las Vegas. And to have something here in South Central Kentucky, Bowling Green more specifically, it adds something else for the community to do.
Well, it brings recognition to the community, too. This is a large event. This event's being published on Twitter, all over Facebook, everywhere. So everybody has a chance to see this.
Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship and its owners just entered its sixth season and completed its sixth main event.
This is not only about drafting. This is, you know, good fellowship. People eating, people drinking, people having a good time. That's what it's about.
This is a whole experience. You know, you got the silent auction, the benefit of WKU dance team. We got raffles. We got the dance team facilitating. We got everybody having fun. We got lights and shows and presentations. And we make everybody feel like a champ here, whether you're in first place or in last.
The main event is a spectacle that brings football fans from all over the country and puts them all under one roof.
Well, I mean, we're from Louisiana, so we made a 10-hour trip to get here.
Well, me personally, I live in Lexington, and I'm not the only one. Just met another person coming from Lexington. I mean, we got a guy from Pittsburgh, never been here, never been to Bowling Green his entire life. Only reason he's here in Bowling Green, Kentucky is because of this.
One of the great things of coming here, you know, we have pretty much the same group every year, and it grows every year. We get to see a lot of friends. It's like a homecoming every year.
And there's a camaraderie that you build with people. I mean, I enjoy this weekend because I get to see people that I don't get to see throughout the year, and this is really the only time I get to see them. So I enjoy the SBFFC for that reason.
The Carroll Nicely Conference Center has played host to the event over the last 2 years.
And expected anything less. I mean, I'm very impressed. You know, I'm glad to be here and just ready to get going.
Intensity, intelligence, and integrity is exemplified in the draft process as players craft the teams they hope will carry them to the coveted championship trophy.
I'll take wide receiver Marquez Colston.
So do you have, like, a certain, like method that you have, or?
A method, draft smart, don't waste a really high pick.
Yeah, sure, you know, just try to take it fresh every year. I've won the Friday Night League once, came in second in that last year. Haven't had a whole lot of luck in the Saturday League, so I just try to take it fresh every year, get a new perspective on it.
We just look for value. There is no set strategy. You have to be able to adapt on the fly. I mean, it just depends on where your draft spot is. I mean, we're not looking to target a certain player. It's just let the draft come to you.
Yeah. You really got to test yourself. It's not just grab some players and every once in a while check your rosters. This is, you got to put dedication in. You really got to figure out how smart you are with football knowledge.
In what started as a 48-team league has grown exponentially to an astounding 132 teams.
So, for new conference MFSC, what have you got yourself into?
Commissioner and founder Brian Harwood has watched his league grow to one in which attracts top fantasy football players from all over.
And I've been playing fantasy football for 20 years now. So 5 years ago, me and my friends Jeff Richardson and Jonathan Patterson came up with the idea that we can do a large-scale event here in Bowling Green, Kentucky to give back to the community. So we've done that since 2010, and it's grown 12 to 15 people each year.
You know, if you score most points in the regular season, you get money. If you have the most wins in your division regular season, you win money. There's division playoffs. If you win your division, you win money.
I'd say it's fellowship and word of mouth and just people enjoying fantasy football, and they want to get their friends and family involved, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors. We can get more sponsors every year.
What made you decide to become a sponsor of this event? What makes it so great?
Well, you never get an opportunity to have that many people at one place, which is amazing. I mean, people drove all over the country to be here today. It's just a good place to get everybody together, a lot of diehards together. You get to learn a lot. Then you go back to your regular drafts and do really well.
Well, I mean, so many of them are in, from what we found out last night, 40, 50, 50,000 leagues. I mean, to know that you can compete and beat all of them, it's a great feeling and accomplishment.
Brandon Marshall.
They just have a good time. They talk about it to their friends and family. They just talk about the memories every chance they get. Every time they look at a fantasy football magazine or look at their phones or look at their computer, they always think of the SBFFC. And the SBFFC is, you know, is the main league, the biggest and best league in Southern Kentucky around this region. And that's what they think, and they consider it their home.
Let me tell you something, brother. The SBFFC is the way to go. I played in other fantasy football leagues, brother, and I can't help but come back to the SBFFC. It's where the champions play. It's where the greatest play. And you're going to have to deal with me if you're going to be in the SBFFC. The Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship is sponsored by Buffalo Trace.
That was the official Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football video brought to you by Ron Dearbone at 823 Enterprises and narrated by the Phoenix Rocket himself, Mr. Seth Burchett. He's going to come on and host the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour later on in the summer. But the SBFSC also has some other sponsors that we'd like to recognize right now, starting in order with Randy Williams at adebtcoach.org.
Hi, my name is Randy Williams, and I'm the president of Adebt Coach Credit Counseling Service located here in beautiful Florence, Kentucky. Adebt Coach Credit Counseling Service is a nonprofit organization devoted to helping people with their financial situations and find solutions to their problems. We work directly with your creditors to help reduce interest rates, waive fees, and bring your accounts current so we can help repair your credit standing. We also work with all types of creditors, such as collections, credit card companies, payday and online lenders, and even your federal student loans and personal finance companies. So if you're having trouble with your budget today and you're looking for a second opinion, please call a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service. Please call 888-767-9155 or visit our website at adebtcoach.org. The answers are waiting for you.
And another fantasy football sponsor that has came on board for the 2016 Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football season, and will give rings to all the past SBFSC champions, including the 2015 SBFSC champion, the Southern Kryptonite himself, Mr. Jim Cullis. The official fantasy rings commercial. Listen to this and buy your championship ring for your fantasy league winner today.
There's no greater feeling than that fantasy championship. When it's time to collect your winnings, though, not so great. Celebrate your championship like the pros with a customized ring from OfficialFantasyRings.com. Trophies are for participation and belts are for spandex. So if you want it, then you better put a ring on it.
OfficialFantasyRings.com will set your league apart from the rest with multiple pricing and style options. Build the pricing of the ring into your entry fees and hold the ultimate bragging rights over your league mates. Visit the site and use their ring size chart. Check the styles and order yours today. OfficialFantasyRings.com. OfficialFantasyRings.com.
And last but not least, the Suda Financial Services Studios. Suda Financial Services will get your finances the way you want it. Mr. Ron and Hunter Suda and Mr. Andy Rector. Listen to this commercial about Suda Financial Services, how they can make your money work for you today.
We save you money. That makes sense. Studel Tax Service.
Studel is back in Bowling Green. With plummeting returns on your money and temps to match, you can count on Studel Financial Services to be there whenever you need them to help you make smart decisions about your money. Call 438-2611. They know what's best for you. Keep an eye on rates and know the right course of action to take to help your money work for you and grow. Just call Studel Financial Services to set up an appointment. Call them at 438-2611. Call 438-2611. Weekdays, evenings, or even weekends. Call 438-2611. No matter what the temperature or the stock market is doing, you'll have peace of mind knowing the professionals at Studel Financial Services, now in Bowling Green, are there for you anytime you need them. Call Studel today, 438-2611. Leave it to the experts at Studel Financial Services.
Call Studel today.
All right, we're back on the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. Hey, you know, the state of Indiana has brought down some ridiculous fantasy football regulations. Now, if Bobby the Brain Heenan was, we think he's Indiana's favorite Bobby. And hopefully he can go back to Indiana and show what he thinks. Let's go to Indiana's favorite Bobby.
Bobby, I'm not so sure about that, but nonetheless, Bobby Heenan will be a part of the record-breaking crowd set at the Indianapolis Hoosier Dome for WrestleMania, some 72,000-plus. What is that next to you? Is that a weasel?
A lot of coyote.
No, it's a
what
fox.
Coyote.
You were right.
Fox.
It's the fox. And that signifies?
Fox Radio, 103.3 in Indianapolis.
And what does that have to do with you?
February 21st, I'm going to have my own radio talk show. I'm going to be making predictions, answering WrestleMania questions.
Your own talk show?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
We're in trouble.
Radio.
Congratulations.
And then the fox turns into a weasel. It's going to be Weasel Radio from
now
on.
No, it is.
Carried away.
I'm Indiana's favorite Bobby.
I thought Bobby Knight was. Bobby Knight is definitely Indiana's.
Who?
Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight, basketball fame. Bobby Knight.
Oh, is that Gladys Knight's brother?
Let's take you to action now involving the big boss man squaring off against the berserker. Nice week. But, Reverend, let me ask you, The Undertaker and Paul Bearer seem to perform certain services, if you would.
Well, yes, they do. But, you know, I would handle my services for the dearly departed in a much different manner.
Can I ask something?
Do you want to leave the room?
No, I want to ask the Reverend.
Well, please, all right.
Have you performed many services for the dearly departed?
On many occasions, many.
How hard is it to get the gold out of the teeth? Just ask a question.
Let's take you to action involving the British Bulldog.
Get your gold out.
Bobby Keenan, Indiana's favorite.
That was Indiana's favorite Bobby. Bobby the Brain Heenan. Maybe he'll figure out these Indiana tax laws and everything else. But that's going to do it for the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. We'll see you on Saturday night. And we're going to break down this draft that we're going to do on CBSSports.com. Let's end the show tonight with some Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Vect.